Hi, it's Chris Watkin here, and I'm with Facebook Supremo, Paul Long, who happens also to be a letting and estate agent as well. So, Paul, let's go through some top tips on how estate agents and letting agents can use Facebook to drive free valuations,
okay,
listings, and panos.
Yeah, sure.
Good stuff. So, what is the objective of get Facebook advertising?
Okay, so when you first go into Facebook, onto your ads manager platform, you're given a number of objectives that you...
So where do you get, how do you get to this thing?
Yeah, sure. So on
this
your
ads manager thing.
Yeah, so on your Facebook page, top right, there's a little arrow right in the top right corner. You click on there.
Yes.
Drop down will come down. There'll be quite a few options, but there's one which is manage ads.
Good stuff. Maybe we could show that on the screen.
Yeah.
So we'll do that now. Lovely.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you click on manage ads,
yes,
you'll then end up in ads manager, and you need to click on a little button that says create ad. It's a green button that says create ad. As soon as you click on that, you're going to get a load of different objectives thrown at you. They put in three nice columns. But really, there's probably about four or five which an estate agent or letting agent should use or will use.
Which are the top three?
The top three, your favourite video.
Yes.
And video is my favourite. The reason being is because it's the easiest one to use and the easiest one to get good results.
Okay.
You know, you'll hear this word relevance score with Facebook, which is important. But it's video is easier to get a good relevance score than some of the other objectives.
Okay.
And a relevance score, you know, if that sounds complicated, that is how Facebook looks at your advert and gives it a mark out of 10.
Excellent. What, and the better the mark, the more likely it is to be served and also be cheaper?
Yeah, correct. So it's marked between 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, and anything above a 7 is where you want to be. Ideally, 8 is the magic number, you know, in a lot of cases. But if you're below 7, you're going to struggle on reach, which is the number of people it's served out to. You're going to see higher costs with cost per click or cost per impressions. And it's potentially going to stall a lot earlier as well with Facebook ads.
Okay, so video is one. What's the other two?
So the other ones you've got is traffic, so clicks, and that's where you want to send people to your blog. So you're sending people to a landing page off Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And a blog is a good article. So if you've written a really good blog and you want people to land on it, if you use traffic, Facebook's going to put your advert in front of people most likely to click and end on a different website. So it actually goes through all its data and it finds people who are more likely to click and end on another website.
Good stuff. And the third one?
The third one, well, there's a couple which people...
Choose your favourite.
My favourite is the Messenger objective, but it's a bit more complicated, but Facebook's created an objective which its key task is to start conversations. And you've got an objective here which is... task is to start conversations, and in our industry that's what it's all about.
Of course it is.
So
building relationships, conversing, that sort of thing.
Yeah, so what will happen is that you'll see a post or an advert in your newsfeed. You'll click on the button because it might be to download an e-guide or it might be to learn more. As soon as you click that button, you end up in Messenger and the conversation is started. And then you can bring in all different things such as bots, etc. into that, or you can continue the conversation yourself.
What's a bot, or a chatbot as they call them?
Yeah, a chatbot. The chatbot is something you can add to the Messenger platform, so that when someone does come to your website or talks to you on your Facebook page through Messenger, you can have a bot which will take over the conversation.
So is this like a person in Philippines, does this?
No, it's a sequence of questions and answers which have been pre-programmed. And when people come through, they can ask basic questions and the bot will give basic replies. But the beauty of it is with a bot and Messenger, as soon as they start talking to your bot, you've got the option to to pick up the conversation at any point.
So there you go. We've got the three top objectives on Facebook ads, which the king of Facebook ads has told you, Paul Long, who is a real estate agent as well, he is. And what we'll do is in the next few videos is actually go and look at all those three and find out which one would work for your agency.